Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Feminine Podcast, where we talk about everything femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. This is Risa E. Lewis, and I'm hosting a very special advertisement podcast along with special friends, podcast sisters in arms, Dara Cass and Esther Chu. Please go ahead and say hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
So everyone, we're actually recording this podcast in anticipation of something very, very big, very huge that is going on when? Today, Friday, March 1st, 2019. Dara, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of insight?
So today, the one big thing we're talking about right now is today, March 1st, 2019, is the official launch day for Time's Up Healthcare. This is a big deal for us.
Wow.
To give everybody a little bit of background as to what the Time's Up organization has been historically and where we fit into that puzzle. After the horrific claims against Harvey Weinstein a year and a half ago in Hollywood, a group of women got together to band together against the common issue of harassment. And what was interesting was that there was another group of women who were not in Hollywood who reached out to these women of Hollywood to say, we hear you, we see you, we understand that this is a reality in your life. And that coalescence of women together formed what is now the Time's Up organization. And so what Time's Up was formed to do was really to bring together to address a culture of safe, dignified, and equitable work for women. In that vein, the Time's Up organization has now looked outside of Hollywood and said, we want to have institutional partners in different industries, and we want to empower women in different industries with their allies to address these issues head on. And so we get to be the fortunate few that start this movement, get to celebrate and amplify and extend this into the entire space of healthcare to what will be known as Time's Up Healthcare.
Fantastic. So Esther, is this just Me Too?
Wonderful question. So Me Too was an important movement. Me Too, of course, was the outpouring of narratives about sexual harassment and discrimination by women on social media across countries and continents. And it was a very valuable way for people to understand the scope of these experiences that women have in the workplace and other places. We are not, I would say we are a response to Me Too, one of the many responses to Me Too. I think Me Too inspired the need for action and solutions. And so Time's Up and Time's Up Healthcare are part of the necessary response to the increased awareness that happened with Me Too and other events and narratives over the past few years.
And what better way to get things done and be action-oriented than bring together a group of women physicians? So Time's Up Healthcare is an affiliate of Time's Up. This is a 501c3 dedicated to providing, as Dara said, safe, dignified and equitable work environments. So that sounds fantastic, and it makes sense to probably almost everybody listening on our program. The listeners are probably thinking this is a very nebulous organization, nebulous concept. Don't worry, everybody. In the show notes, there are ways to find out more on the website. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, log in and join on Facebook. Esther, I'm going to ask you to actually illustrate for people listening what the structure of this looks like. You know, make it global to granular.
Sure. I mean, the first thing is that this is a large group of women across healthcare fields and across the nation. So we have about 50 founding members, 13 advisors who are in senior roles in healthcare. We represent nursing, medicine, advanced practice providers, dentistry, clinical pharmacy, and I'm missing things, research and other things. And our goal is very ambitious, which is really to bring everybody in healthcare under the umbrella of Time's Up Healthcare. Our structure is basically very inclusive. So we welcome in women from around the country who are in healthcare and who have really been doing the hard work of equity and inclusion and safety in their workplaces. So all of our founders and our advisors are really experts in this area. They've been working for many years. Really, our big idea for this is that we can change things by being unified in a way that we've never been unified before. So there are women's groups in every single subspecialty of medicine. There are groups in nursing in different fields. I don't know that we've ever really tried to coordinate and collaborate in this way. And I think that is where our power is. We have a lot of planned initiatives. So one of the first ones that we'll roll out at launch today is having signatory organizations, both health professional schools and health systems, that sign on to the basic principles of Times Up Healthcare, which is that sexual harassment and gender inequity have no place in the healthcare workforce. We also have educational and advocacy programs rolling out. We will have a membership program so that every single person who's invested in this work can join us and put their efforts towards making a better workplace. And we will be working on organizational policies as well, trying to identify best practices and really create more of a clear picture of what a center for excellence around safety and equity would look like in healthcare. This is a neglected area. Our minimum standards are, as people say, subterranean. They are not at a level that we are proud of, and as a result, our outcomes are very poor. All of this has been very clear from data that has emerged over the past 5 and 10 years. Overall, we want to be ambitious and not at all quiet about the work that we're doing, and hopefully really make this conversation very much in the public space and allow people to feel like we are actually making progress rather than being stalled in this area as we have been. The other thing I didn't mention, thank you, is that we're not reproducing anything that already exists. So Times Up has the Times Up Legal Defense Fund, and we will serve to link women to that legal defense fund rather than trying to provide legal aid separately. As part of the Times Up organization, hopefully we can increase the number of healthcare workers who feel that they have access to the legal defense fund.
So Dara, you're on the steering committee for Times Up Healthcare. There are many moving parts and many aspects that you've touched. Do you want to highlight some of the most compelling aspects of the process that you've been a part of and explain it to the listeners?
Yeah, so I think that the most interesting thing for me in this experience at Times Up Healthcare, which is different from actually the work that I've been doing at FemineM, is really how broad-reaching and ambitious this is. You know, when we launched FemineM, it was for women physicians in emergency medicine, which is actually a very small silo, knowing that we wanted to be everything for this particular group and actually realizing that there were so many other groups that wanted even a piece of what we were doing because it was really unique and wonderful. That's the opposite of our goal and our approach at Times Up Healthcare, which is that we are coming out broad. We are coming out hugely ambitious, right? Healthcare is 1/6 of the American economy. And so when we look at the way that we're messaging things, the way that we are building our website, the resources we're providing, the team we have in our steering committee, you know, we have to stop the women we know from coming and joining because we want to make room for so many more. The reason, you know, so the things that we've been doing are thinking about our intentional media relationships. So where are we submitting articles and content, right? We're used to a very small number of publications that we submit to regularly. But what does it look like to submit to a nursing magazine? What does it look like to submit to a journal in a different specialty? How does that play out against the other, you know, what are their standards and experiences? What does that look like? So our news feed on our website encompasses journals I've never read before, you know, articles that have been written that were written by women doing this work in spaces that I wasn't even aware of. And that experience has been amazing, right, Esther? I mean, we're sitting here like we've been doing all this work here, and everyone who listens to this podcast knows the work that we've been doing in emergency medicine. And again, it's so clear to us how many incredible people have been doing this work across the entire healthcare space. So I'd say that, what do you want to say? I know you want to say something.
Yeah, no, I do. I was just going to say, I mean, the other thing is it's true. We are definitely looking to diversify and unify. But the other piece of it, too, is going back to the Hollywood story is, I mean, the Hollywood women mobilized around Harvey Weinstein and other stories like that of really vertical power structures and horrible misbehavior chronically over many years. But the real inciting thing was when they got the letter from the farm workers. So they got a very moving letter from women who worked in the fields and said, your issues are our issues. We stand with you. And it was so moving to have women who have, you know, almost no agency, no power. As Time's Up has always said, you know, there's so many women working in so many areas where they have nothing to gain by coming forward about sexual harassment or gender discrimination. And so, you know, the idea of sort of getting out of our physician bubble and fully seeing everybody in healthcare, including the hourly workers, you know, the people who could not step forward and say things about their working environments, the nurses' aides, the home health aides, people working in isolation with very little voice. That is really why we need to be here, is that we can speak for and advocate for all women in healthcare in every setting.
What do you two think about people that might come to us, come to Time's Up Healthcare and be like, that's great, but you're a group and a women of privilege and you don't understand my experience. How are you possibly going to help me? That's one piece of a question. The other word that has been very central and important to us as we build Time's Up Healthcare is intersectionality. And I'm wondering if you can address that definition and the intention behind that.
So I think that that's an approach we've been taking from the very beginning in this. And I actually just was fortunate enough to co-author a piece that will come out soon on the concept of intersectionality and how it relates to women physicians in healthcare. And I think it's very interesting that as women physicians, even though the hierarchy of healthcare doesn't always respect us as women, we are still physicians. And we come to this conversation from that point of privilege, again, you know, within the house of medicine. Right. And then we get to say to our nursing colleagues, well, you also have a position of privilege in the House of Medicine, you know, in contrast to a different group. And the other part that's super interesting about this space is that we forget that more than half of the women who work, or the people that work in healthcare, but really the women, because it's an 80% female workforce, work outside of a formal hospital setting. Now, that is a huge amount of people that are not connected to larger organizations. And so for us, we have to start with who we know, right? So it is true that who we know are going to be women physicians. What I can say is we are not just ready, willing, able, and open, but we are begging for anyone that knows anybody interested in doing this work to join us. You know, one of the biggest movements that we started with this, like, you know, aspects of the website and of the communication, is the idea that anybody can be part of this and everybody should be part of this, right? So whether it's wearing a pin or a button. And I think the other part that we talked about is the idea that we're going to have these scrubs, right? So we've been fortunate enough to partner with an organization, or a company, I should say, Figs, who makes scrubs. And there are, you know, we're going to have other ways to scrubify your Time's Up Healthcare scrubs. And so whether it's pins or patches or whatever, but the idea that the scrub is the unifying uniform, that's why it's called a uniform, right? In healthcare, that everybody in healthcare wears scrubs. And so if we're going to have something that represents our brand, the idea of scrubs seems like a really good place to start, right? Because no matter how big we get in our britches of medicine, no matter how high up in the organizational leadership we go, somewhere in that path, we all wore scrubs, right, Chu? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, and I also want to say that we are so aware that the problems in medicine are because there's a very steep vertical hierarchy. And that is something that has traditionally been in medicine and fuels fuels all these problems that we're contending with. It's just very hard to fix where you maintain that hierarchy. So we had to kind of walk the walk and build this organization differently than medicine itself. You know, so people are always asking us, who's everyone's title and who's in charge of who? And actually we really have 50 founding members, all of whom are leaders. And the truth is there are many benefits to working that way. And we tend to think about who can bring to the table, who's a voice who is normally not heard. And so intersectionality for us means a lot of different things, right?
Yeah.
So we talked about diversity of specialty, you know, so we wear scrubs so that we're kind of anonymized. So there's not somebody in a suit over here who's clearly in charge and somebody in scrubs who's clearly not there, or short white coats or long white coats or whatever. We wore the thing that seems to be most common to healthcare. At some point, if you're trained in healthcare, you probably bumped into a pair of scrubs. And so in all these ways, we kind of want to be for everyone and inclusive of everyone. And, you know, of course, intersectional means of, you know, diversity of role, and also of practice setting, but also, of course, of race and ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, any other category that tends to compound the effects of gender when it comes to opportunity and harassment.
The other thing I will say is that we are open to being criticized. And I think we're welcome criticism, actually. One of the hardest things to hear is when you're really trying your hardest and still not doing it right and falling short, and learning how to take that criticism not as an affront on your personal success, but more as a learning opportunity is hard. And it's a journey we're all taking. But I will open the floor to say that if anyone out there watches what we've done with this team and wants to join, you're welcome. But even if you just want to make an observation that there is something missing, somebody missing, a voice missing, let us know. On our website, there are going to be multiple ways to contact us. You're going to be able to find out. You can tweet to us. You can put on the Instagram. You can go on a Facebook group. You can email the group. Anything that you think needs to be said, we will hear. And we promise we'll hear it. Because that's the first way to getting to actual, I think, it's towards any element of success in this area.
I love that. And movements like these, and I just talk about the bigger movement in terms of trying for broad social change. I would say our organization within a movement to try to improve the workplace environment for women, they are destined to disappoint somebody. I mean, we're trying to do so many things for so many people. And I think the only way we could even think about doing this is to be as humble as we can and as open to feedback, and also to just create the biggest, most qualified team possible so that we could, so that we have a lot of voices in the room to start with. And so we have a lot of voices and we're bringing more voices in.
I think, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, finish what we're saying. Actually, I wanna go.
We're humble warriors. Someone said that we are humble warriors. And I just want to sort of loud, and I like that word loud. I want to loud, Dara, what you said about welcoming the criticism, because it's only going to make us better. And we are at the end of the day human, just with a true intention.
This, I want to say one thing. This is an overwhelming idea. Like we are, I think anyone that listens to this and kind of knows us, like you have kind of like three people that don't get overwhelmed easily by the breadth of their impact or the opportunity to make their voice matter or be part of a large team or amplify change or do anything in the world. And like, there are moments where we sit there like stupefied at what we've tried to be a part of, because it is 1/6 of the American economy. We are trying to unify women, people across all platforms, anywhere in healthcare, to feel connected to this so that they are they feel involved and able to support safe, dignified, and equitable work across platforms. That is overwhelming.
It's preposterous.
It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. Like, I don't know what we're thinking, but at the same time, and we're doing it, by the way, in addition to our regular jobs for now.
That's right. So, that's right. The thing you need to add is this is a volunteer job.
Right. So all of us are doing this on volunteer work.
Don't be hard.
It comes down to, you know, it's like, it is overwhelming that this is going to happen. I mean, we have been doing this for months, getting this ready, teeing up what is really the kind of structure, the scaffolding for what we hope is going to be build a city, you know, of this.
So what's going to happen? Why is this night different from all other nights? What is going to happen?
I will be eating bread. But anyway.
That sounded like a Passover thing.
And that is the
that's
the non-Jew.
This night.
Why is this night? We're going to lean left. We're going to dip twice.
Right.
What are we going to do? Darren,
we're going to come out. I mean, we're coming out, baby. This is it. This is our chance to say, we've been fortunate enough that, you know, if you think about what we're addressing, healthcare, equity, leadership, gender, right? harassment. We are these are current topics people are interested in being part of this conversation. So
this is what we're doing. We're all wearing black. We're all wearing a Time's Up healthcare pin. We are assembling at the New York Academy of Medicine. What else is going to happen this evening?
You know, I think we're going to celebrate the launch of this, and we're going to invite our allies to come. We have some cool allies that are going to share their voices. We're going to highlight the signatories, like Esther said, the institutions that have, you know, said we want to abide by these principles. We are going to highlight our partner organizations, large organizations that represent, you know, millions of healthcare workers in different aspects. We're going to highlight our sponsors, right? This is currently a volunteer organization because we have to raise funds, and that's just the way it works. If we want to do good work, we have to be able to support good work. And so we will highlight the early adopters and the early supporters that got us even to where we are now, right? We will give interviews to the press. We will have live feeds. We will blow it up on social media. You know, everyone out there can start following our social. It's going to be at Time's Up HC everywhere. On Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Follow it, amplify it, retweet it, take a screenshot. We're going to have a picture, right, that you can hold up on your social that says you stand with Time's Up Healthcare for safe, equitable, and dignified healthcare workplace. This is how people can share their voices. Right, Esther, okay. Too?
Yes. This is how I'm going to bring the pod home.
Bring it home, baby. Bring it home. You're like the air traffic controller of podcasts.
Dara, I want you to give us the most fantastic announcements that the audience can anticipate. And then Esther, I want you to give us the 2-minute elevator speech on Time's Up Healthcare. Ready? Go.
It sounds intimidating to say Time's Up. I think people hear a lot of aggression in that, like, hi, we're coming to you. We're going to get you and tell you that the clock has run out on you. Then it's like, what happens when the clock runs out? It sounds really terminal, doesn't it? But really, Time's Up Healthcare is an opportunity. We know that good people everywhere in institutions that are somehow not making it safe and equitable for their employees, we know that they want to make it safe and equitable for their employees, and there are a lot of things standing in the way. So Time's Up Healthcare is going to be an opportunity for organizations to really strive to be centers of excellence in terms of building safe, dignified and equitable workplaces. And so we are going to provide support at every level, at the systems level, at the process level, and at the outcomes level to really make our vision of the workplace that we strive to be a reality.
Okay, and this is the Feminem podcast. So Dara Cass, bring us home with Feminem announcements.
So it's ironic, right? Because I decided to do everything in one day. So it also is true that today, March 1st, the tickets for the Feminem Idea Exchange 2019 are actually open to the public. Woo! So, which is very exciting. Although, of course, now in the overwhelming world of our lives, it seems crazy that we're planning something for September. So the conference is going to be September 15th through 17th in New York City again. It is probably going to be our last year in New York City. As many of you know and have heard about Revive, we had a really great time in Arizona, and it's been amazing to watch the whole thing grow. The speakers are actually on the website now if you want to take a look and see who is speaking. It's very exciting. Esther Chu didn't even know that.
I want to see. I'm very
excited. I know.
Right now. I'm so curious.
We actually have many fewer speakers than last year. So we went from 48 to 32. And the reason is to make the time more spread out and actually increase the networking opportunities. The CME is going to be the same, so it shouldn't be an issue. But regardless, this is super exciting. Anyone has any questions, you can always email us at fix@feminem.org. If you have anybody that employs you that wants to send you to the conference, we can make that happen. And if you know anybody that wants to sponsor that conference, we are always open to that as well. That's it.
All right, team. We're going to say goodbye in a second. But first, I want to say to all of our audience members, reminder, please go to our website, feminem.org. Look at the show notes. You can figure out how to connect with and learn more about Time's Up Healthcare. Let's all together say a shout out. What should we say in closing?
Time's up.
It is. Time is up. And
okay. Time is up.
It is. It makes you cry a little bit because you know that it's changing.
Hashtag truth. It's a revolution.
It is a revolution. And I'm happy they're my warriors. I got to be honest. All right. I will talk to you girls later. Bye.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.